You're perplexed as everybody else is to the woes offensively of the Anaheim Ducks, specifically Getzlaff and Perry, who are guys who, you know, for the last decade have been able to score at will almost.
Yeah, it's definitely been unexpected, and it really is bewildering. Getzlaff and Perry certainly have not played up to their standards. Now, maybe there's a reason for that. As you probably know, Ryan Getzlaff was scheduled to undergo an appendectomy today, left the team yesterday and went back to Orange County. And from what I understand, the team said he's been bothered by this for about 6 weeks. So perhaps that explains Getzlaff's lack of production. Corey Perry, who has ridden shotgun with Getzlaff throughout both of their NHL careers, hasn't scored either. Perry, though, was tremendous the other night in Chicago. He easily could have had a hat trick, which was an encouraging sign. Another encouraging sign last night when they scored 3 goals in the first period at Dallas, but then obviously melted down as the game wore along. So there are some issues, no question.
Dan, it's always interesting. You need short-term results because you can dig a hole very quickly in the Western Conference, where it's very competitive. At the same time, you don't want to jump the gun. People in town here are saying, oh, do the Ducks have to make a move for this guy or that guy? I'm wondering, is the will there to be patient enough to say, look, Getzlaff and Perry are proven performers. We can't shrug our shoulders at it, but let's wait till they're actually playing like Getzlaff and Perry before we start making moves.
It's a good question, Robin. You know, one good thing, I guess, if you want to look at it that way, is that the Ducks are in the Pacific Division instead of the Central, and that's no slight on anyone else in the Pacific Division, but I think the Central is deeper and would be more difficult to get into a playoff spot. You know, having said that, the Ducks are falling behind. There's no doubt about that either. So they can't afford to let this slide go much farther. They have to turn it around, and they have to turn it around quickly. I can't speak for General Manager Bob Murray, but he's a good, wise hockey man, as most any general manager in the league is. And historically, making a trade out of desperation is the wrong thing to do. You know, you can't afford to make a mistake with a big deal just because you're in a bad way. And I don't think Bob Murray will do that.
Dan Wood join us. Bruce Boudreau, I'm sure you've probably seen the meme that was on Twitter last night, but even his reaction afterwards, he said, like, last night's loss was just devastating to his team. They're up in that game, and 3-0, and then, of course, blow the lead. Dan, you know, the mental state of this team right now, when you combine it with Getzlaff being out for, albeit likely a short time, with, you know, if everything goes well with the appendectomy, but... You know, how fragile do you sense this team is right now?
Well, clearly last night displayed that it's pretty fragile. You know, there's not that big of a difference in the National Hockey League between the good teams and the not-so-good teams. And I think the Ducks are a tremendous example of that. I think by most people's accounts, they were the second-best team in the league a season ago. Look where they are now. And the confidence issue is huge. And right now, with the way things have gone, as we saw last night, I think the Ducks are in the midst of a confidence crisis. And, you know, it doesn't take much to bring you back to earth, and that's exactly what the Ducks have found out. Having said that, I don't think it would take all that much to get them back on the right track either. They appeared to be on the right track after the game they played in Chicago and the first period last night. Now, it all blew up again in their faces in the second and third period. So clearly there's work to be done. But I think, you know, there's every reason to believe that with a bounce here and a break there, they can get it back going the right direction.
Now, Dan, there's always speculation about the coaching situation when a team struggles like this. You know and I know, no matter how good a coach, you look down the resumes in the league, at some point they get fired. And sometimes that's because, good or bad, the message gets lost. Fifth year now for Bruce there. Is there any sense on your part that this plays even a little bit of a factor in this underperformance that we're seeing?
I really don't think so, Robin. You know, Bruce is, by any definition, a player's coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the guys love Bruce, just like the media loves Bruce. You know, he's not a John Tortorella or a Randy Carlyle or a Mark Crawford, guys who traditionally do, you know, see a point when their message gets lost. So I don't think so. I really don't. But you're absolutely right. There's been a ton of speculation. There will continue to be unless the Ducks turn it around. And, you know, if a move were to be made, I would submit that it would be made even though it's not Bruce Boudreau's fault what's going on here. And that's probably the case with an awful lot of NHL coaches who lose their jobs. It's not necessarily their fault, but they're the easiest thing to change. I really hope that doesn't happen because Bruce is a good coach. I mean, he wins division titles with regularity. He's gone deeper into the playoffs with the Ducks each succeeding season. And really, ask yourself this question. Pick any name you want of any available coach and ask yourself, if you bring in that guy, is it going to make things better? I don't necessarily see that.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with you, Dan. The head coach, Mr. Boudreau, has not been game planning to have Kessler, Perry, and Getzlaff have no goals through the first nine games. I think that's abundantly clear. And, you know, really, the players are going to have to work it out themselves. They're just simply going to have to play better.
Absolutely. And they know that. They know the onus is on them. And, you know, former player in Edmonton, Andrew Cogliano, among others, I know how difficult it is for Andrew Cogliano to deal with what's going on here. I mean, it's written all over his face, and that's true with an awful lot of these players. So, you know, they've got to figure it out. There's no two ways about it.
Well, Dan, always great to talk to you, and we will watch with interest to see if the Ducks can get their season turned around sooner than later. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, guys.